44 million Americans have student debt, and next year could mean some big changes for them. It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 25th day of October. Welcome to Friday, kids. We finally made it. Speaking of loans, vehicle subprime loans are defaulting at a rate similar to 2008. Also, one of the largest malls in the world will soon open, but is anybody going to go to it? Meanwhile, talking about large, the deficit just got much bigger. How about a 25-hour work week? You into that? Those stories and a whole bunch more, along with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine, with a fun look at stuff to do in the metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you've come by again today. Well, there are some stunning numbers surrounding student debt in the United States. Outstanding education debt has outpaced credit card and auto debt. The average college graduate leaves school $30,000 in the red today. That's up from $10,000 back in the 1990s. And every day, get this, 3,000 borrowers go into default. Now, big changes could be coming to those 44 million Americans that are saddled with student debt. Politicians from Senator Bernie Sanders to Senator Elizabeth Warren to Senator Kamala Harris have rolled out plans to eliminate or greatly reduce the debts owed. Outside of politicians, this week a senior government official appointed by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos resigned, saying the current student loan system is, quote, fundamentally broken, end quote, and called for billions of dollars in debt to be forgiven. Republicans and Democrats have shown interest in reducing the number of repayment plans to just two. Currently, there are 14 ways to repay your student loans. It's a complicated system that critics say lead to needless defaults. One plan would simply spread a borrower's monthly payments across a decade. The other would cap monthly payments at a percentage of a borrower's income, and the repayment timeline could be 20 or more years. There's also bipartisan support for eliminating the origination fees on student loans. Bloomberg is reporting that growing subprime auto loans are turning out to be clunkers soon after the cars are driven off the lot. According to Moody's Investment Services, some loans made last year are going south at the fastest rate since 2008, with more consumers than usual defaulting within the first few months of borrowing. Subprime car loans aren't in crisis, but lenders across the industry are facing more difficulty. Delinquencies for auto loans in general, including both prime and subprime, have reached their highest level this year since 2011. Well, stocks ended higher today as the market cheered strong quarterly earnings from Intel, along with apparent progress on the U.S.-China trade front. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.4% and briefly traded above its record closing high. The Dow closed 152 points higher, and the NASDAQ advanced by 0.7%. Well, American Dream, that's what it's called. It's a gigantic mall in New Jersey, and it's set to open. But will people actually shop there? More than two decades ago, when a mega entertainment and shopping complex was being planned, the iPhone didn't exist, Amazon was only selling books online, and malls were where you went for all of your shopping needs. And all that has changed. And soon the American Dream Mall is officially opening its doors to the public. It's going to showcase 3 million square feet of leasable space dedicated to more than a dozen entertainment attractions like a 16-story indoor ski slope, roller coaster, water park, and eventually 450 retail food and specialty shops will be sprinkled throughout this gigantic building. But will people put down their smartphones and actually go to the American Dream? One of the problems is that overall traffic at malls, which had been on the rise in the late 90s, has declined 10% in the past 15 years. A report from Credit Suisse, published 2 years ago, predicted that up to a quarter of the shopping malls will close by 2022. Why? Because of increasing popularity of online shopping and a rash of store closings. Since 2015, only 9 malls have been built. That's a dramatic fall from their peak construction way back in 1973. And that year, there were 43 malls built. Now, even with all that, American Dream is looking to draw 40 million visitors in its first year, with entertainment accounting for more than half of its space. Attractions include a bunny field and an aviary. There's also going to be amenities like a doggy daycare and a luxury wing, where shoppers can sip champagne and sample caviar as they wait to have their designer handbags wrapped. 2 hotels with a total of 3,500 rooms are being planned next to the complex. Now, the mall won't be completely operational until next spring, when several hundred stores will open. The Nickelodeon Amusement Park and an ice skating rink, well, those open today. Its other attractions will open in phases by the end of this year. See what you learn here? Speaking of big, the Treasury Department said today that the U.S. government ended fiscal year 2019 with the largest budget deficit in 7 years, as gains in tax receipts were offset by higher spending and growing debt service payments. The U.S. budget deficit widened to $984 billion, which was 4.6% of the nation's gross domestic product. The deficit reached a peak of $1.4 trillion back in 2009 as the Obama administration and Congress took emergency measures to shore up the nation's banking system during the global financial crisis and provide stimulus to an economy in recession. The annual budget deficit had been reduced to $585 billion by the end of former President Barack Obama's second term in 2016, and Republicans in Congress during that time criticized Obama for not reducing it further. Since then, the budget deficit has jumped due in part to the Republicans' overhaul of the tax system, which in the short term sharply reduced corporate tax income revenues and an increase in military spending. By the end of this fiscal year of 2019, corporate tax payments, however, were up by 5%. So how much work do you think you could get done if you moved away from social media, checked your email only twice a day, and limited small talk? Well, a German firm says their people are just as productive in a 25-hour week as in a 40-hour week just by making those changes. The story, by the way, is in the Wall Street Journal today. Well, here's a shocker for you. According to a study by Yale University, those in the hiring seat at job interviews often decide whether they're going to employ a candidate after hearing them speak just 7 words. Researchers found that recruiters make assumptions about people's social class after just a few seconds of speech, and then they make snap decisions. Michael Krause is an assistant professor at Yale, and he said those doing the interviewing may not intentionally be discriminating in this way, but it does happen. The practice, he says, quote, limits economic mobility and perpetuates inequality, end quote. Happy Friday. Hey, speaking of Friday, next up, it's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week.